Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bit of breaking news. Apparently, Republican Tom Tillis is getting a little worried about the big, beautiful bill. I'm going to call it the big, brutal bill. That's my words. He told a reporter from CNN this afternoon that Republicans are abandoning it in massive numbers. His state alone will lose upwards of $25 billion if the brutal bill is adopted. Didn't anybody actually want to see the numbers from all these red states with red state governors and, you know, elections coming up in 2026? Nobody thought this through. The thing's terrible. Anyways, I digress. We've got a terrible problem here with equally irresponsible Republicans right here in our own state. We're talking about the child care crisis that's going to get worse in 5 days, specifically 5 days, not 15, not two, five. Why? Because the funding supports for our child care system through a program called Child Care Counts, which was started under President Biden in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, that money runs out in 5 days. We've got two child care providers with us today. I'm going to call them early childhood educational specialists. We've got Corrine Hendrickson. She runs Corrine's Little Explorers in Nuclearis, and Trisha Peterson from Future All-Stars Academy in Juneau. I'm going to come back to you, ladies, but I wanted to, again, put this in context for everybody listening and my Republican friends, you especially across the state. You want the economic engine. You want job growth. You want people to bootstrap themselves. Well, that requires childcare. We sit on a $4 billion surplus in this state. Every dollar invested in early childhood education yields somewhere in the ballpark of $7 to $17 in return, generally in return to private businesses that benefit from having the employees that they need, overall economic growth. On the flip side, parents face a $10 to $15 cost increase for every dollar wage boost for underpaid providers. Again, why the funding is so important to avoid making childcare even more expensive than it is. Corrine, I'm so frustrated by this one because as an economist, this is just, it's so dumb. And it's so important. Mm-hmm. I was the beneficiary of a lot of early childhood education. I think if you talk to a lot of people, they will credit having access to early childhood education to their interest in learning for their rest of their lives. What do you want people, Corrine, to know about early childhood education specialists, folks who have trained in this, folks who are licensed, about the quality question? Because this really matters.
Oh, definitely. So if you understand child development, you also can then partner with parents when you notice that the child may not be developing in the way that they should be, and so that they might need extra support. And so when we can early identification and get them started with birth to three or the school district at the age of three and get them the supports that they need in our programs, you know, so that we can learn from those therapists and then we can teach it to the parents and then the kids around their typically developing peers and learning from them, it's so much better for this child. It's so much better for everything else. And so that's the other piece in why we're fighting also so hard for that 60% sum sufficient with Department of Public Instruction. Because right now, when we try to refer a child, it doesn't happen how it's supposed to happen. Mm. And the schools are scrambling and doing, for the most part, what they can. But at the same time, it's the lack of resources. And so it takes a lot longer than it should. Or then they start using an efficiency model and send all the kids to the school to give them their therapies together and send them back. But kids with special needs, especially when you're looking at autism and sensory, being pulled out of your environment from the teacher that you are, you know, that understands you and go to another place with all these other kids and noises is the worst possible thing that we can be doing to them. And so part of why we're like coming together with schools is that we're all interconnected. And back to the economists, we actually lose $2 to $4 billion a year in our state due to the lack of childcare. So not only do we have a $4 billion $2 billion surplus, it's costing us an additional $2 billion. And so back to that return on investment, the states and the communities that are investing directly in the educators of childcare across the board, Washington, D.C. found a 23% return on investment last year.
Oh, my goodness. I want to read to you, Tricia, what I'm just going to call stupid nonsense from Robin Voss, because it is stupid nonsense. Here is what he said about Wisconsin's childcare crisis. What we prefer to do is give the money to the consumer, to the parents who actually make those decisions. What decision if you can't afford the childcare? He continues, I don't think that their model is one that we would ever support. You mean affordable childcare? You know, Robin Voss does not support affordable childcare by just basically writing out checks to childcare providers, hoping they charge less to parents. The man literally has no idea what he's talking about. Childcare providers that do what you do, do this out of passion and commitment and a love of young folks. This is a big time ROI. He continues, also stupid from Robin Voss. Ours is really to make sure that parents have access to the resources and hopefully incentives to be able to get the best quality care. Lots of words, all garbage. Tricia, you've got the last word this afternoon on this topic. What do you want to say to Wisconsinites? And what should they be telling their Republican assembly persons and senators?
Change needs to happen. And if it doesn't, we're never coming back. And I think that's the biggest thing is once we leave the field, we're never coming back. But for Ross, I challenge him to come into our childcare centers and understand the actual process that's happening and actual brain development that's actually working. Because I don't think he understands the full process. So unfortunately, he doesn't get it.
Robin Voss doesn't get it. Thank you to Tricia Peterson and Corrine Hendrickson. When we come back, Charles Franklin joins us to discuss the new Marquette poll that just dropped today. Should Tony Evers run again? We discuss next on the Civic Media Radio Network.